This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Operation Christmas Child, whose gift-filled shoeboxes will result in evangelism and discipleship for more than 4 million children this year. Learn how to pack a shoebox and find your drop-off at samaritanspurse.org/OCC. National Collection Week is November 12 to 19. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Tim Keller, Don Carson, and Stephen on a quote by John Stott, who said, "Every Christian should be both conservative and radical, conservative in preserving the faith and radical in applying it."
Well, I think Don and I, having both known him a little bit, I'm not sure what he means is you need to be absolutely true from generation to generation to whatever the text actually says, but then you have to be extremely creative in applying it to new situations. And therefore, when the text, for example, says Christians should care about the poor, we should care about the poor, that's all through the Bible. But then how you do that in any particular body politic, how you do it in a particular culture is going to change tremendously. And so I just think same thing with husbands love your wives. Having been in Korea recently, I realized that my book Meaning of Marriage is going to be read a little differently in Korea than it's going to be read in America, even by people who absolutely believe the same Bible. Mm. And yet the culture is different, and so they're working out what does mutuality look like. Mm. You know, for older Koreans who are Christians, what does mutuality look like for Americans? So I'm sure that's what he meant, was he said what the Word of God actually means doesn't change from generation to generation, but we shouldn't be looking for new revelation out of the Scripture, but we should be looking for new application, I think. What do you think, Don?
Yeah, when he used those two expressions, conservative and radical, he had particular challenges in mind. For him, conservative was over against liberal in terms of his understanding of Scripture. And for him, radical was over against a selective personal application, but nothing more. So about that time, he wrote the two-volume work, Issues Facing Christians Today, or And there, the dominant note was the sweep of application. Mm-hmm. He was not a one-issue person. He tilted a little more toward pacifism than most Christians do, but he had a long section, for example, on nuclear war.
Right.
And so he just wasn't a one-issue person. He wanted a comprehensive, by radical, he almost meant comprehensive application, I think.
Yeah, so not just creative, but he was trying to look at the scope of all the things the Bible does actually apply to. It applies to every area of life.
And in one sense, I think the expression could be improved. When we say radical, some of us remember that radical comes from radix. It comes from the root of things. And in one sense, that I'd want to say that a radical approach to the Bible means you're getting to the root of what the Bible says in terms of its authority and understanding. It's not conservative with respect to the Bible and radical with respect to application, but go to the radix in every way. Go to the root of what the Bible is saying, be accurate with it, and then apply it comprehensively to it.
So would you say that traditional cultures and progressives understand this differently? So, for example, traditional cultures will say, let's place a whole lot of emphasis on doctrinal truth and possibly be stingy in terms of its application because they're trying to focus so much on doctrine, whereas progressive cultures will say it might be the reverse, saying let's be very, very open-minded about what we believe. What do you think about that?
I think I agree with you that there's a kind of progressive culture that when it looks at Christianity, it's almost immediately thinking about practice, and it isn't real interested in theological depth, and it's not really interested in doctrine. And there are traditional cultures that, as soon as they see Christianity, they're very interested in right belief. And actually don't want any Bible to come along and upend the traditional way things are done. So perhaps in Korea, for example, the older Confucian culture would have been very interested in making sure you got everything right, but didn't want to talk too much about what the Bible says about upending certain traditional ways of doing things. So maybe that's true, but I do think you have to let the Bible does apply. This is going back to John Stott. It does apply to both practice and doctrine. Mm. And we've got to be very careful that our cultures, that we actually don't let our reading of the Bible be overly influenced by our culture. We need to let the Bible influence our cultural understanding and critique our culture, not the other way around.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that sometimes our labels, we try to use them to have a courteous engagement with other people, but sometimes our labels are actually cooking the books. We speak of a progressive culture. I remember the old ditty of a Scottish pastor, "You say I am not with it. My friend, I do not doubt it. But when I see what I'm not with, I'd rather be without it." And one can be so far progressive that one is leaving the truth of the Bible, God's self-disclosure behind. And then on top of all of this, whatever Stott meant by his little dictum that is often quoted, he was a gospel man through and through. He was not so interested in whatever radical application means, that the gospel itself was something that came to be simply assumed. He was all his life an evangelist, as well as everything else that he was.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.